Hello, this is lesson five, part two. I'm sorry that the end of part one was interrupted. That was not my phone. That was my husband's phone, and it's rather loud. So anyway, I apologize. I want to read together the Beckett sketch, which is on page 8 of your booklet. I'm going to give you a few things to think about and to experiment with using this sketch on your own, or if you can manage in some way with your classmates. If you have time this week, you can do it this week, but I think probably this is something that you could use that extra time off you have over Easter, where we actually skip a week, as I mentioned. You could use that time to think about this, but obviously we will discuss it again and see what you make of it. Okay, first of all, the title, Come and Go. I think you should think about this when you've listened to the sketch and read the instructions, and then we can discuss how you interpret that. So, sitting center, side by side, stage right to left, Flo, Vi and Rue, very erect, facing front, hands clasped in laps, silence. So we have these three figures. They are sitting but very erect, so with their backs very straight. And their hands are clasped in their laps, okay? So your lap is, when you're sitting, your lap. If you're sitting and you put a child on your lap, they are just sitting naturally, in grembo, okay? And hands clasped, so your two hands are holding each other, okay? You'll notice these three characters, the names, Flo, Vi, and Rue. Okay, first of all, they're obviously abbreviations of names. We'll see they're female characters. So Flo is probably most likely an abbreviation of Florence. Vi is probably the abbreviation of Violet. Okay. And Rue, an abbreviation of Ruth. Okay. Or Ruby is another possibility. Ruby, like the jewel, okay, is another name. So you could take them like that. What's interesting is that just the sound from the phonologically, okay, if you don't see them written down, those words are also verbs. They are three verbs. One you know well, to flow. One you might not know, to vie with someone, is to compete or even to fight with someone over something. You'd say they vied with each other over who should do the first video. Okay, they vied with each other. And to rue something is to regret something, okay? So again, think about those three verbs when you've listened to the sketch. When did we three last meet? Let us not speak. Rue? Yes. What do you think of Vi? I see little change. Does she not realize? God grant not. Just sit together as we used to, in the playground at Miss Wade's, on the log, Yes. How do you find flow? She seems much the same. Has she not been told? God forbid. Holding hands that way, dreaming of love. Flow. Yes. How do you think Rue is looking? One sees little in this light. Does she not know? Please God, not. May we not speak of the old days? Of what came after? Shall we hold hands in the old way? I can feel the rings. Okay, here, I did miss one. I missed one vi, didn't I? I said yes before the other person said vi. What you missed here in this reading is that there is movement, okay? So you need to look very carefully at the exits and entrances, because we have these three characters, and each one of them, at some point in the sketch, stands up and leaves. The other two, one of them moves closer to the other and says something to the other one. After they said that, the other character comes back in. So they are changing places. And here you need to look at the notes in the column on the right. It's a little bit annoying at first. It's difficult, this. The best way to work this out is actually to try it. So some of you in journals have mentioned brothers, sisters, family members. I think you should try it out. You should get them to do this with you and work it out so you can visualize these movements and actually try them out. It's also necessary for the hand position at the end, where there is a diagram again in the right-hand column. But I think you should also read very carefully these very, very specific notes that Beckett made on the costume, on the seat, this log. A log is a tronco d'albero, okay, a log. And the exits, where it's just, the exit is not going out of a door or anything. You'll see the characters just step out of the lit area on the stage. One thing, I did not read this very well. You'll notice that there is an entry here in the notes towards the bottom on the three O's, okay? Because when this secret or is imparted to, in each case, something is whispered to another character, the character which hears this whispered secret says O, and Beckett says these three O's should be very different sounds. And again it says voices at the end as low as compatible and colourless except for the three O's. So there should be a contrast between the way the three O's are said and the rest of the text, which is very colourless, so without much intonation or change in volume or change in speed. Okay? So what we usually find when we experiment with this is that it's a moment when we go back to our breathing exercises, where it's very important to the breathing exercises, and also the way that we used breathing in, inhalation and exhalation. and also the way that we broke up sentences by making breaks in unusual places. Because here we have a lot of very similar phrases. God grant not, God forbid, please God not. These are just variations on the same thing. And then we have, does she not realize? Has she not been told? Does she not know? More or less the same phrase. And I think it's important, not just with the O's, but even with these phrases, that somehow we have some minimal variation, okay? And what may help is actually by breaking them up, those sentences, taking even a breath or breaking the sentence in an unusual place. And again, thinking of those lines that we drew when we did the breathing exercises, where we were actually making a picture or a visual line that corresponded to the intonation or the way that sentence was said. Okay, and I think here it helps a lot to do this. You will also notice that there are these pauses everywhere, these silences. Okay, it actually says silence, not pause. And these are again very important. And here it helps if the three people doing the sketch actually decide to how many breaths they will take in and out in order to do those silences successfully. Because the tendency is to be thinking this is so monotonous, this is so boring, the silence can't possibly be that long. But the whole point of this sketch is the silences, the colourless tone, the minimal variations in the same sentences. And here again, one thing we find when we do this is that we have to see on the character's face what they are thinking. So one of the most difficult things in actually acting out this sketch is the moment that your character leaves the stage, because it can't be that visually we see passing through your mind, oh, it's my turn to leave the stage, says in the text, it's my turn to leave the stage, get up, go off. No, there's got to be in your head, you've got to act in your head, in your brain, we've got to see pass across your face why, for example, at that precise moment you feel the need to go out. Okay, it's almost like we've got to see a terrible thought pass your mind, or I don't know, it could even be, I mean, it could be something banal like I need to go to the toilet, or the phone's ringing, but probably in a sketch like this that isn't going to work very well. More likely is that this character suddenly feels a terrible need to get away from the other two. So it could be a look of not being able to bear the situation, a look of probably not irritation again in this situation. Anyway, you need to make it work, and it's very, very difficult. This is not, it doesn't, we found in the past, it doesn't really work when somebody does something, yeah, like, oh, I need to blow my nose, get off the stage, go and find a hanky. Because this isn't a very real situation here. In fact, this is one of the things we need to discuss, what the atmosphere here is, okay? The adjective used in the stage directions are important. I mean, in each case when the secret is said, the same adjective is used, appalled. Okay, so we know that this secret is not something good. Okay. Again, we need to discuss what you think what is said in the whispers is, what it could be. Okay. What is the meaning of the last, I can feel the rings? What is the meaning of that? Okay. What is the insistence on the past, on what they used to do, the old days? What is the significance of that phrase towards the end, of what came after? These times and events which are not clarified, okay? Okay, and ideas about how certain things should be said. Again, I think with these O's, you can try, for example, try saying an O on an inhalation instead of on an exhalation. I think I did them all on exhalations. They were very boring. Okay. Try just for the O of drawing a line, of drawing three different lines and trying to say those three O's very differently. Do some experiments with the bathroom mirror in just saying some of the words from some of the phrases. What do you think of Vi? Or does she not realize? And simply the O. Practice a little bit. And if any of you have any good ideas about, we could even try and act this out in the video conference. We could try, yeah, with three people doing this, even with the cameras. It could be quite interesting. Okay, so I'm leaving you with this. I'll probably do a sheet, a very short sheet, of the questions I'd like to ask you about this sketch when we meet again. So it won't be the 9th, it will be on the 16th of April, okay? All right, so for the 16th, I want you to do a bit of work and try it out and, yeah, rope people in. I don't know if you know this expression. It's when you force people to help you, as Louisa did for her video, I noticed. Good. Well done. Okay. Bye.